We're back. Yay. Welcome to Was It Real? The Hills podcast. We haven't seen you guys in a little while and we missed you. And we also missed this wonderful VIP room. We didn't want to take a break, but we have a very big reason for it. Can I spill the beans, please?
No, Brody, wait.
No.
You cannot ruin it. We can't give everything away right at the top.
Big is an understatement, by the way.
All right, I'm not. I just wanted everyone to know we won't usually take a break, but I think when they find out why we did this, they are going to be very, very excited, and it is well worth the wait.
Yes, it is.
We have a guest to introduce, so... guest?
Is well, it guest? Wait. Okay, well, okay, everyone. So... basically, I've called some reinforcements, and I needed some more female energy on this show. No offense, guys. Both of you very much. I want to welcome one of the few that made Jordan Eubanks cry, and one of the original OGs, Heidi Montag.
Heidi.
It's Heidi, Heidi. Pratt, guys.
Hi, everyone.
Pratt,
yes, Heidi Montag Pratt. Sorry,
I told
Heidi.
Y'all.
How are you guys?
Can we reveal a surprise yet?
Do you want to do the honors?
Okay. Here's the big surprise. I get to join this amazing crew, and I'm so excited to be recapping all the episodes. And yeah, I'm your new co-host.
Yes. I'm so excited, so Heidi.
Why didn't you guys tell me?
What?
Frankie. Fucking Frankie. Oh,
surprise.
Well, now everybody can finally know what we've been working on the past few weeks. Starting in January, we're going to be back for season 2 through the rest of the series, and Heidi will be here every single week with us to break down what was real and what wasn't.
That's right. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube on all the podcast platforms, and all the new episodes are going to start in January, correct?
Yep, January.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to start in January.
Start the new year off right.
I know, because you're pregnant right now, Heidi. Give us the scoop. What have you been up to?
I'm basically just trying to keep this baby in. So it's been a lot. I'm like 34 weeks. I'm almost there, so I can't wait to join you guys when I come back from maternity leave. I'll take a little break, yes. But don't worry. I'll catch up on all the episodes. I'll rewatch everything, and I'm so excited to come back and join you guys for what was real.
I mean, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, we have so many questions because there were so many times where we didn't really know what was real and what was not.
Especially with you and Jordan, and then going into second season, like you and I have a lot of catching up and questions with the whole Spencer thing.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be funny.
I can't wait to hear that.
I want the truth.
I'm excited. Is there a storyline from the show that you're most excited about telling the story behind,
or? Like the truth of it?
I think for me, the hardest thing was always that Lauren, you know what you did.
It's like, oh come on, seriously?
You know why I'm mad at you?
Why, Lauren?
You know why I'm mad at
why?
You? You know what
why?
You did?
What did I do?
You know. What did I do?
For me, I think that was really challenging, and I can't wait to kind of explain my side and the behind the scenes of what was going on there.
Ooh, yeah.
I want to hear your side.
You know what you did, Lauren.
Well,
okay.
You know, well, Spencer, when we first announced this podcast, he had a lot to say about us on TikTok. So, I mean, it's be fun. Hopefully, we can get him on the show as well to make a little surprise appearance.
Wait, do you guys have TikToks? Frankie Brody.
Mine's not there yet.
I know, Heidi, you do, because when we were filming, we would always do dances and stuff together. So when you're in the studio in this lovely VIP room with us, we'll have to do TikTok together.
You're ahead of
the curve. I have a million TikToks prepared. Don't even worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I want to catch up with you about one thing. How's my main man, Gunner?
He is so good. He's so excited to be a big brother. He just turned 5. But this whole preschool sickness stuff has just been nuts. So other than that, we're good.
Is he in kindergarten yet, or pre-kinder, pre-K?
Preschool. This is his last year of preschool.
Oh, my God.
Well, now there's like preschool, and then there's TK, and then,
Really?
Yeah, there's a TK now.
They're getting big.
Well, TK is basically what he's in. So he's like TK, preschool, and then next year he has kindergarten, official big school.
What does TK stand for? What is that?
Transitional.
Oh.
It's like in between preschool and kindergarten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's good to know.
More money. More money for the school.
Yeah.
More money out of daddy's pocket right here. So we've done a full season 1 review already, but we want to get your side of a couple of things. First up, tell us what you remember from the infamous Vogue party.
They asked me ahead of time if I was comfortable looking like I was crashing Lauren's table. And I was like, yeah, do Adrena and I get to walk by the red carpet? That's all I care about this night. So that was one of my first like staged setup type of scenes. So we were over there and hanging out at the Vogue table, and we had all the crew there and everything. And then obviously we crashed the party. Because Vogue is so exclusive, they would ever let that happen. And then Lauren was really working but not working, and you know, it was very entertaining the whole night for me. So I was just living it up. This was one of my like first big parties that I ever went to in Hollywood, and we had cameras on us, so I was so excited, and it was a great
night.
I will say
that rewatching that first season, you do look like you are having the most fun, and I will say that you seem like you are just living your best life. And it was, I actually don't remember really watching the first season because we didn't come on until the second one, but seeing you on that, you were definitely
so full of life.
Just the star. I was loving every minute of it.
Thank you.
You're seeing someone become a superstar in the making,
but just so natural too. You could tell that you were just genuine with everything that you were doing. It was very, very
You've
natural.
Always had that bubbly, fun personality and like so confident. And a lot of the dates, even with Jordan, when he was kind of grumpy or whatever at the Grove, the one scene I'm remembering right now, like you were still happy and fun and like, let's go.
Life of the party.
Yeah.
Until today, by the way.
Some things don't change. Yeah. Some things do.
But Heidi, what did fans not see about your breakup with Jordan? Because we saw the big scene where you talk in the bedroom and he cries and like you were really over it.
Yeah. I think that, gosh, it was so long ago with that relationship, it's hard to fully remember everything, but I just kind of got sick of the like mopiness and the sometimes the way he would just talk to me or certain things, and I was like, I just don't have time for this. Like, I am just turned 20, and I think that I just was kind of over it, and like we had just hit a wall with our relationship. And we had a trip to New York before that, and I went home with his family for Thanksgiving. And everything just became really clear to me that this wasn't the person for me and this wasn't the relationship, and I was kind of wasting my time. And I thought, I'm on TV and like, this is my time, and I don't want to waste any more time just being with someone to be with someone, because it's easier. So the harder way is like to follow my path, to not be with him and to just kind of see what comes. So
the rest is history from there.
TikTok.
Could you give us one thing that was very real and then one thing that was very manipulated from, I guess, anything in the show, really, whether it's season one or whenever? Anything
well,
that
meeting
stands
you
out.
Was very real.
That was
I
real.
I yeah. mean, it was manipulated too, but like, I had no idea I was meeting you by the pool. I was like, who's this girl? She's really wanting to be on camera. Like swimming up to us in the scene. I was like, what is happening? And then it all made sense. I was like, oh my gosh, she must be on the show. So that was so entertaining. And I was like, that was a good casting.
Yeah, that was like real and manipulated, I guess.
Yeah, so that was a little combo, I guess. Yeah. Real was the breakup. I really did break up with him on camera. And I think that's what was so hard for him too. He's like, oh my gosh, you're really doing this on camera. And I was like, well, I don't know. The producer said it'd be good. I'm so sorry. That's what we're doing. Anna was just trying to keep it real. And then the manipulated was the Teen Vogue party.
Once you start watching the episodes, Heidi, it's because we forgot so much. And then when you start watching it, like you'll start to remember things that it's almost like you blocked out.
Do you have any like regrets from season one or anything like that?
Heck no.
I love that.
I know. That was so fun. I had the time of my life. That was my number one thing, basically, in general in life. I just want to like have fun, enjoy the moment. You know, I remember at the end of the season, Lauren was like, are you okay with how you were portrayed? Like, are you upset? And I looked at her like she was crazy. I'm like, who cares? Like, I don't care what anyone is saying or thinking. Like, we're on TV. Like, it's great.
Yeah.
So. And I think that's honestly why you were so good. Because mm-hmm. you could tell that you were just
thoroughly holding back.
No, not at all. And thoroughly enjoying it. So,
Brody, you come in season two, and you're going to have some explaining to do with us too. But is there anything you're nervous about revisiting coming up?
Everything. No, that was a pretty wild time in all of our lives. I think we were all pretty young then. I'm just excited more than nervous. I think that it's going to be fun to revisit those times because those were really some of the best times of, I mean, my life, I know that, but I think all of our lives, it was just so exciting and so new, and it's been so long. So I'm pretty excited to dig back into it and to talk about it, to relive it, you know, why not?
What do you think was the most manipulated thing that happened on season two that you're like excited to actually dig into, Heidi?
I think the real dynamic of what was going on between Spencer and I, all I have to say is I was definitely a player myself. Okay. At least
I know
player
that.
Player play on. Yeah. Play on.
So glad it looked one-sided.
So there's so much people don't really know of what was going on outside of the cameras, which is great because now we get to talk about it.
Right. Exactly. I'm excited.
Do you still talk to Jen Bunny?
Yeah, she was just at my baby shower.
Oh, so you guys are still good friends. We'll have to get her on.
Yeah, she's one of my really good friends. Damn. And she's a doctor now. Wow. And she has like all these degrees, and she married an ER surgeon who's like a partner at the hospital. She's like a very serious person.
Wow.
I mean, she always had like a serious side, but now mm-hmm. she's like a serious she's person. She's
embracing that side.
Good for her. Dr. Bunny.
Dr. Bunny.
Bunny. Oh my
God. That's right.
Dr. Bunny to the ER.
Well, yeah, I think she and Brody have some questions to answer this season because let's bring
it on. Yes. I mean, I don't know. But
not really.
Pretty short-lived.
Well, you always just talk, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, we were.
We all know that about Brody. He likes to talk.
Yeah. He likes to talk by the end of the bed.
He's just talking.
Yeah, he's a talker.
He's just talking.
All right, on that note, guys, we are so excited to see you in January as we're back with fresh eyes for season 2. We will also be taking your fan questions over at SpeakPipe, link below, or leave us a comment on YouTube.
And I'm so excited to be joining you guys because I will not be holding back. I'll be spilling all the tea and I'll be rewatching and taking notes while I'm on maternity leave.
Yes, that's right. So join us in January when we return to discuss The Hills season 2, when it gets juicy. All the drama's about to start.
All right. On that note, thank you guys so much for listening. Follow, rate, and review The Hills Rewatch wherever you listen to your podcast.
If you'd like to watch us, check it out on YouTube. And don't forget to leave us your fan questions in the comments. We'll answer all of them.
All right, see you all in January for season 2.
Yeah, let's go.